kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time now for Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show, The Twang Trust. So, on tonight's show, well, it's a good week for new music, especially local music. Wow. Lots of hot new local action tonight on the show. Also, gonna take a gander at the E Street Wall of Sound. Everybody's doing it. And Eric Bachman's in town this Saturday. Did you know? You know Eric Bachman. Archers of Loaf, Crooked Fingers. Played guitar with Nico Case for a while. Yeah, he's coming to some Joker's living room this Saturday, if you can believe it. The evening show's sold out, but lots of room for the 3 p.m. matinee. And if the name doesn't ring any bells, well, we'll make sure that bells are ringing for you tonight. We're actually going to hang out with Eric and his BFF, Nico Case, for a little while tonight. And we're even going to let them play DJ for a while. So, yeah, should be all kinds of fun here tonight on the Twang Trust.
folks, this is Kelsey Walden, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Kelsey Walden, yes, from her brand new release. What's that thing called? It's called There's Always a Song. Kind of a covers album? Well, it is. It's an entire covers album. But half of it's duets. We just heard an old Carter Family number called Hello Stranger, featuring S.G. Goodman, one of her compatriots from last year's Winnipeg Folk Festival. Yes, Kelsey and S.G. were there. And look at that, Kelsey coming back this summer. Yes, indeed. The Park Theater, Monday, August 12th, went on sale last week. Kelsey Walden. And it's dirt cheap. It's like $20. It's crazy. Going to be a time. Oh, welcome to the Twang Trust, kids. You know, I've said before, I've never been overly impressed with Nathaniel Rateliff before. You know, I went and saw him at the Burt. And I walked out after like four or five songs. Like, it's okay. You know, and it's like in theory I should like it. You know, R&B and all those horns and, you know, theoretically it should be great. It's just, I don't know, none of the songs ever do anything for me. I don't know. But he's gone, done, and wrote a song that's on the brand new Orville Peck record. It's Orville's another covers thing going on with special guests. Well, some of them are covers, some of them are originals, and some the special guests wrote, which is the case here. This is Orville Peck and Nathaniel Rateliff. And somehow they've managed to corral that whole classic E Street Band wall of sound. I'm not sure how they did it, but they did it. And wow, are we ever glad they did. Now, if I can just cue this up proper, we'll hear it and we'll rock out. This is called Conquer the Heart. Orville Peck and Nathaniel Rateliff on the Twang Trust.
You got me out there, honey. We danced until I let go. Never been lost in a moment. But there's hours I can't recall. It must be you and me forever, baby. It's gotta be you and me running free. Are we crazy? Not fall apart.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band there. So Young and in Love from 1974. You can find that on the Tracks box set. Nice taste of that that mid-70s E Street wall of sound. And, of course, a big part of that was Steve Van Zandt. That was his production and even his songwriting on Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, This Time It's For Real LP. We heard When You Dance, credited to both Springsteen and Van Zandt, that little number there. And at the top of that set, pulling off that same sound, none other than Orville Peck from his brand new release called Stampede Volume 1, more volumes promised in the not-too-distant future. We heard Conquer the Heart, duet with Orville and Nathaniel Rateliff, and Nathaniel actually wrote that one. So, yeah. Love it. The sax, total Clarence sax break at the end of that song, wasn't it? It was. Absolutely. So, new, hot, and local is what we're diving into now. Just a ton of new music coming out all of a sudden. And all the best stuff is local. It's crazy. In this next set of music, we're going to hear brand new cuts from Rami Mays, from Micah Ehrenberg's The Secret Beach. Going to hear from Son of Dave. He's got a brand new record coming out, is it next month? Soon. July, I think, maybe. And also brand new from the Haleys. And this Haleys cut, the crazy thing about it, it's a cover of a Scott Nolan song that they recorded with Scott in his studio. And you won't even recognize the thing. And I'll prove it because we're going to hear the original right now. So keep this one in mind when we make it to the end of this set. You won't believe it's the same song. And Scott says he loves the Haleys version so much he may start doing it like that himself. But for the moment, it sounds like this. It's called Ebb and Flow. Scott Nolan on the Twang Trust. Thank you.
cheating songs along the highway to hell. A little Patsy Cline and a little Kitty Wells. Honky tonk heroes on the radio. Sweet little Franny from the ebb and flow.
The Haleys from Winnipeg. And did that sound anything like the song we played at the top of that set? Not much at all, but it was the same song. Scott Nolan's Ebb and Flow. Holy moly. Before the Haleys, we heard Rami Mays with a brand new one called Come On, Baby.
Hey, this is Rami Mays, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah, you are. Before that was The Secret Beach. That's Micah Ehrenberg. And company? Does he have any company? Or is it all him? He's almost local. He's pretty close to local. You know, he comes in for groceries. So that counts. Buying You a Garnet Amp was the song we heard. That comes from the third three-song single that The Secret Beach has released this year already. So that's nine songs. That's the whole album. I'd call that an album right there. We saw Micah open up solo for Moon River at that weird little place on McDermott there back in the winter, the tail end of winter. And did a fine show, but it'd be nice to see him fleshed out with the full band do that whole thing. Yes, he was buying his baby a Garnet amp, trying to make her sound like Dallas from the 80s. I don't know if a Garnet amp could pull that off, but if anything could, it would be a Garnet amp, I'd say. Brand new from Son of Dave before that. Take your baby to a jazz and blues bar, why don't ya? Good idea. That comes from the upcoming Son of Dave album called A Flat City. Know any good flat cities? I think I do. And at the top of the set, the original version of Scott Nolan's Ebb and Flow by Scott Nolan himself. Yeah. So this Saturday, a doubleheader with none other than Eric Bachman. Eric Bachman, one of the, the long story is I didn't know anything about Eric Bachman, frankly, back in 2018. I mean, I sort of knew the name and I'd heard of Archers of Loaf, but I couldn't tell you a thing about him. But Eric was doing this solo tour put on by this company called Undertow in the States. It's kind of like a Home Roots thing, but it's like American indie artists. And he wanted to play Winnipeg. And a bunch of his followers and fans saw that he wanted to play Winnipeg. They were looking for a host for a house concert, and everybody that was way hipper than me was all of a sudden emailing me saying, oh, Stu, you got to do this. And it's like, I don't know who this guy is, but enough quality people wanted me to do it, so I did it. And wow, am I ever glad that I did, because it was such a great show. And I learned a lot, and it's still definitely one of the top, like, three shows in Stu Dome history. Just the crowd and the adulation and the respect they had for this guy. Like, people were singing along totally unprompted, and you know, it was like a playoff hockey game in between songs, the applause and stuff, and it was unreal. And then he came back the next year, and I was wondering, like, geez, why are you coming back so soon? Like, of all places to come back, you know, why Winnipeg? And he says, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to get here anytime soon after this, so I figured, why not do it one more time? And he knew COVID was coming. Somehow Eric knew. I'm not sure what he's privy to. Maybe it was him eating the bats. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, he was right about that. But here we are. 5 years later, and he's coming back again. And it's a really short tour he's on. There's only four cities he's playing. He's starting off in Winnipeg this Saturday at the Stu Dome, and then he's going to Minneapolis, and then he keeps going back south He's playing Omaha, Nebraska, and Nashville, Tennessee. And that's it. Four cities. And we're one of them. And the crazy thing, I kind of figured he must be flying in and renting a car. No, he's driving. He lives in Georgia, for Pete's sake. And he's driving all the way here from Georgia to do two shows on Saturday. And then he's in Minneapolis the next night, Omaha the night after that, and Nashville the night after that. And happily, I can say that Winnipeg is outselling every other city on the tour. So it's worth his while to come here somehow. I don't know. I don't know that he's making the gas money, frankly, but what the hey, he's coming. He's coming, and we're excited, and we're glad. And now we know all kinds of stuff about Eric Bachmann, and let's hear from his very first band, Archers of Loaf. These guys, one of the real cornerstones of that whole North Carolina indie scene in the early mid 90s, you know, Chapel Hill, all that stuff, hanging out with Superchunk and all kinds of stuff like that. Well, here's something from their very first record. It's called Icky Metal, and no, it's not the big hit song that everybody loves, Web in Front. And the weird thing is, he still does some of these songs, but they sound like his voice is nothing like it is on record with Archers of Loaf. He's toned down. He's kind of like Alex Chilton and the Box Tops. You know how you heard The Letter by the Box Tops, and Alex was all gruff and R&B-like, and then every other song you ever heard by the guy sounded nothing like that. And you're wondering, what happened to your voice? Well, the fact was that Alex was putting that voice on for that one song. And I don't know that Eric's putting on the voice, but it sounds almost like death metal at times. And you can only do that for so long, I think. And his subsequent projects, which we'll hear throughout the show, you know, toned down a bit. So he doesn't sing like that anymore. But here's something from that first album anyways. And yeah, this is called Plumline. It's the Archers of Loaf, kids, on the Twang Trust.
Realize that you takes 1 million strips of paper, fastened by one staple, to take the upper hand. They say you've got to have a plan. Seal in concentration, choke with hesitation, sick of conversation. No, I don't understand.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Eric Bachman, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM. Hey.
From home. It was just about that time headlights of a big semi top the hill. I smiled as those air brakes came on, and I climbed into the cab. Big Joe's the name, he said, and this here rig's called Phantom 309. Mysteriously, the lights of a truck stop came into sight. I'm sorry, son, he said. This is as far as you can go. I have to make a turn just up the road and have to let you off here. And as the rig rolled to a halt, he handed me a dime, said, go in there, boy. Buy yourself a hot cup of coffee. And tell him it's on Big Joe. So I walked into the truck stop, ordered myself a cup of mud. I told the waiter my story, and as I threw my dime on the counter, he turned pale and the place grew deathly quiet. Every driver in here knows Big Joe, he says. 10 years ago, out at the crossroads, there was a busload of kids coming home from school. And they were right in the middle of the road when Joe topped the hill and could have been slaughtered except old Joe turned his wheels and jackknifed, went into a skid. So here, son, get another cup of coffee. It's on the house. You see it to it that you hang on. That dime is a souvenir of Big Joe and Phantom 309.